The Ithaca softball team is heading to the state tournament for the first time since 2014. An amazing effort by the Bulldogs, getting a victory by a final of 10-4 against Columbus Catholic, a game played at Blair Taylor last night. Heard on WRCO Facebook Live and WRCO.com as well, and WRCO FM 100.9. Henry Bray had the call. The game was tied at 3 before the Bulldogs had an explosion. Ariana Lewis was the winning pitcher. Also, the starting pitcher yesterday was J.C. Maxwell. And the Bulldogs got it done. Congratulations to Ithaca and head coach Brad Lewis.
Yeah, I'm grinning ear to ear. It feels great. I mean, if I'd say I wasn't nervous, I'd be lying.
Yeah, I think everybody was a little nervous. I was even nervous. But, you know, we talked a little bit before the game about the nerves. If you're not nervous, you probably don't care how you play.
Exactly. That's why I tell the girls. I said, if you come to the game and you're not nervous, you shouldn't be playing. I said, I still get nervous. I said, but we got to feed off of it as positive. No negative energy. It's got to be all positive.
Well, first of all, congratulations to winning a sectional. This is amazing. You're going to go play at the University of Wisconsin on Goodman Field. How does that make you feel?
It feels amazing, to be honest with you. That's been the girls' goal from day one. We said, let's get to Goodman Field and Diamond, and we're doing it. I mean, it doesn't seem real yet, but we're doing it.
I talked to Casey and Holly, and they said work's not done yet.
Work is not done. We're going to go back, and we're going to practice hard, but we're going to enjoy the moment right now.
Oh, and you should. You've come a long way. This is a huge achievement, and your girls played really hard. In the first inning, I was kind of nervous, and then I started talking to the girls, and they go, oh, we're always slow starters. So after they settled in, they started hitting the ball pretty good.
Yeah, the girls put the ball in play, and that's huge, you know. And we have started out slow, but we have started out fast in games too, you know. It just depends on, but we get contagious. The hitting gets contagious, and that's huge.
Head coach Brad Lewis talking with Henry Bray. The Bulldogs will play in the WIAA State Softball Tournament Thursday morning. They will seed the state tournament, and the Bulldogs could be playing at 9 or later on in the tournament around 10:30 or so. We'll see how that goes and let you know. But again, the Bulldogs will be at state softball. We know that for sure, coming up on Thursday. WIAA tournament action in other places yesterday. Division 5, Belmont 9-2 over Johnson Creek, and a Division 4, Mineral Point 7-0 over Waterloo. The Richland Center softball team lost 5-1 in a WIAA Division 3 sectional game at Poinette. The loss ended a streak of exciting playoff wins for the Hornets after a regional championship last week. With the win, the Pumas are now 24-2 on the season and will play at the WIAA State Softball Tournament next week. The year ends at 16-9 for Richland Center. Winning pitcher Cassidy McCaffrey struck out 9, walked 3, and gave up 2 hits. Maggie Steinhorst was 2-for-3 with an RBI, and Tinsley Nelson had 2 RBI for Poinette. The team scored single runs in the third and fourth innings. Trailing 2-0, Richland Center got on the board when Ebony McCorkle hit a single that drove in courtesy runner Ella Clements. Richland Center had new life until the Pumas plated 3 runs on 3 hits in the fifth inning and took a 4-run lead. McCorkle and Reagan Shep had the 2 Hornet hits. Kyrie Fisher suffered the pitching loss after striking out 3 and walking 4. She gave up 7 hits. Poinette will play at Goodman Diamond at the state tournament next week following the 5-1 win over Richland Center. For the Hornets, these seniors played their final high school softball games. Maddie McGlynn, Carly Meaden, Chloe Darling, Jasmine Hazelrig, and Savannah Rossell. At the WIAA baseball tournament action, it was Highland edging River Ridge 1-0 in 9 innings. So the Cardinals, a 6th seed, will play 8th seeded Boscobel in the upcoming Blair Taylor sectional semifinal at 12:30 on Tuesday. Belmont was an 8-0 winner over Southwestern. Johnson Creek got the victory against Palmyra Eagle 6-3. In Division 3, Fenimore 4-2 over New Glarus, and Cuba City edged Dodgeville to advance into the sectional 3-2 that final. In Division 2, it was Reedsburg 3, Sauk Prairie 1, and Lodi over Mount Horeb 12-2 in 6 innings. Richland Center girls soccer team season came to a close, losing a close match 1-0 at regionals last night against Mauston. The Hornets had some offensive chances created by Sela Nelson, Bryn Anderson, Erilyn Wallace, and Rowan May. Hornet defense of Ella Stadler, Sylvia Schmidt, Bryn Anderson, Harper Glassbrenner, and Mariah Abde played with high energy. Keeper, captain, Lily Tidrick played great in each game this year, always being the biggest motivator from the goal. The Hornets improved on many things over the course of the season. Seniors Lily Tidrick, Sayla Nelson, Erilyn Wallace, and Naomi Sherwood ended their high school athletic careers after playing with a lot of heart through the entire season. The coaching staff thanks them for their efforts over the last 4 years. River Valley had a first-round bye in the tournament. They will play tomorrow. Winnebago Lutheran over Wisconsin Heights Barneveld, 2-0 as well in the soccer tournament. The WIAA State Track and Field Meet will be held this weekend. Richland Center will be well-represented. They're coached by Laura Ewing, and she talked to me this week about their state participants.
Our individual qualifier, Maddie Huber, she qualified in the shot put. And she's going to be competing on Saturday at UW Lacrosse. And then we have two relays, our 4x200-meter relay. That is Ravi Budden, Kevin Hernandez, Fletcher Harper, Mason Jelenic, and Duncan Harper. They're going to be competing on Friday for prelims, and then hopefully they can make it in the top 10 to go to finals on Saturday. And then our 4x400-meter relay, our boys 4x400, it also qualified for states, and that would consist of Robbie Budden, Fletcher Harper, Grayson Banker, Kevin Hernandez, Harrison Carpenter, and Duncan Harper. And they are currently in the top 10 in the state right now in our division, D2. So hopefully, again, they'll be competing at preliminaries on Friday, and then, again, hopefully making it to the top 10 to compete on Saturday during finals.
Certainly, they've all had good seasons, and I think you've watched those times go down a little bit here in the last month, haven't you?
Yeah, we've been cutting off seconds and seconds in our relays, and Maddie has just been throwing further and further all year long. It's so incredible. She threw her PR this season is 38 feet 8 inches, and she is PRing all of the time, so I'm so excited to see what she can do at states. And our boys relays teams, they started off at a good time, and they've been cutting off seconds and seconds at every meet that we've gone to. Our boys 4x2 actually broke our school record. That was set, I believe, in 2007, or 2004, I believe. And so they broke our school record with their time at sectionals of 130.66. So that's really exciting. And our boys 4x4 also broke our school record with a time of 3:26. They broke it by a second, 3:26.16. They broke it by a full second, and that record was set in 1970. So this was a 55-year-old record that they broke. So they broke that at sectionals to make it to state, and I am so thrilled for them. They've been working so hard. We have three seniors and a junior on that in that group, so I'm just so excited to watch them compete at state.
Good luck to Richland Center, Laura Ewing, and her teams as they get set for the state meet this weekend in lacrosse at UW Lacrosse. Ithaca will be represented by Clayton Lee in two events. One of the Bulldog track coaches, Brenda Walton, checked in this week.
Oh, yeah. He's had an amazing year, to say the least. You know, at the beginning of the season, we always ask what their goals are. And he came up to me and said, I want to qualify for state in the 16 and the 32 this year. He fell a little short last year in the 32, so his goal was to qualify in both this year.
It takes a special runner to run those events, doesn't it?
Yeah. Track is hard, let alone putting in, you know, the miles and the time and the discipline needed to do the sport. I mean, if it was an easy sport, everybody would be doing it, so they're not, so... it takes a certain mindset, and especially with high school runners, a lot of it is building up their confidence or letting them know that they can do it and they can achieve great things. I mean, it's all about confidence, and that's kind of one of the things I've tried to instill in Clayton, and sometimes he gets a little it's easy just to sit behind somebody and let them do the work and then take off at the end. But the confidence comes from being able to put yourself out there and take a chance and push yourself to the front. And, I mean, it worked out really well for him at sectionals. He did that, and he ran his season's best, and he broke the school, his own school record again. He ran 4:32.34. And then he turned around, and I was kind of worried because the 2 mile comes, and that's like twice as far and takes a lot more concentration and effort. And he went out there, and he, again, broke his own school record and ran 10:10.26. So, again, it's that confidence that he's in great shape, and he knows that he can do it. It's just the confidence it takes to get out on that track and make it happen. So at state, I think he's trying to go for a sub 4:30. So he just has to knock a half second off each lap. That's it.
But having success, I know he's a cross-country runner as well. I mean, that gets him well-prepared, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, it, you know, we try to encourage the cross-country runners to run track and then the track runners to run cross-country. You know, I've coached in Tennessee for several years, and I would always go to the basketball coaches, and I said, let us take your basketball players and get them in shape. So I tried to get them to run cross-country to get them in shape for basketball. Sometimes it worked, and sometimes it didn't. But, you know, running is a great sport. I mean, it's one of those, it's the nucleus of all sports, if you think about it. And so why not run cross country to get you in shape for basketball or soccer? So yeah, it's fun. It's fun watching these kids grow and really work hard to achieve their goals.
What is the schedule, Brenda, at state for Clayton to run? Are they both on the same day?
No, unfortunately they're not, but fortunately that gives him more time to recover in between his races. He'll run the 1600 on Friday morning, and then he'll turn around and run the 3200 Saturday. It'll probably end up being sometime Saturday afternoon. They don't start the running events until 10 o'clock on Saturday. Hopefully the weather will be favorable, and the state has that option. If it's, they feel it's too hot for the runners, they can actually move that 3200 to be the last event of the day, even behind the 4x4. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's going to be hard to keep him in that headspace to want to get out there and race, but I think he'll be ready.
Yeah, I mean, he's used to running both events the same day, you know, and so it is a little different mindset when you've got, you know, almost 24 hours to rest in between, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, and that's the hard part, is to keep him in that headspace to where he can get out there, because you know, it's not uncommon sometimes for high school athletes, they get to state and then they just like, oh, I'm already made it to state, so I don't care how I run. And it shouldn't be like that. You should always care about how well you perform. So that's going to be the hard part. I mean, every athlete's kind of anxious for the season to be over. And once that last race is over, they're kind of like, oh, I wish I would have, you know, could have, would have, you know, type attitude, and wish I would have done this or this or this. And you don't want them to end the season with regrets. So you want them to go out there and do their best every single time.
Good luck to Clayton Lee and the Ithaca staff, and best of luck to all of the track participants, including River Valley's Wesley Hatfield, representing the Blackhawks in the 100 and the 200-meter dash, and a whole contingent of Kickapoo Lafarge track athletes headed to the state tournament this weekend.